Well, no one should have to sleep rough in winter, but over the coming months, dozens of homeless people in Cambridge and thousands of refugees in northern France will face the bitter reality of trying to sleep in freezing cold, wet and wretched conditions. I know, I've seen it firsthand. As always, the Cambridge Convoy Refugee Action Group is on hand to try and mitigate these sick situations, and they have an annual, and it really is now an annual sleep out that is coming our way soon. I'm joined on the line by Tony King, who's one of the organisers. Tony, a very good afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Neil.
All right, thanks for joining us. So for those who don't know, and I've kind of done a quick potted history of the situation as we know, but what is the situation in northern France at the moment, and how's Cam Craig being able to help? Are you able to do the runs at the moment now?
So after a hiatus of nearly 2 years, we managed to get four convoys out, September, October, November, December. I went to three. And the people in Calais were very, very, very pleased to see us because they've been going it alone for such a long time. Unfortunately, with Omicron coming along, that's had to stop again. But we do hope to get out there as soon as possible.
And what's the situation in terms of numbers in Calais? Is it holding fairly steady or reducing or increasing? Because Macron's been trying his best to keep people away from the ports, hasn't he?
He's been trying his best, but it's not working. The number of people are basically steady. It's very hard to keep track because it's a dynamic situation, but it's between 1,000 and 2,000 people in Calais, in industrial estates and wasteland, and maybe another 500 in Dunkirk in the Grand Synth area. Okay. So it's all the same.
Yeah, nothing's changed then, really. And of course, yes. Oh, here we go. And on that basis, you know, this is this the third or the fourth Cambridge sleep out that you've organised? It's been around for a while now.
This is actually the fourth, believe it or not. We started in 2018. We did 19 and 20. 20 was the one where we slept out in Hurricane Dennis, so I'll remember that. That was a good one. So we missed last year for obvious reasons, and we're back on the 6th of February, and we're really looking forward to getting it going again.
Indeed, because this is more than just a sleep out, isn't it? Talk us through it. It's a real whole weekend of raising awareness of this stuff. It's very much more like a winter fair, really, isn't it? Talk us through what's coming up.
Yeah, it's all that. It's actually a sequence of events centered around the idea of raising funds for refugees and the homeless, because we think of these people as just people who need our help. So yes, it is actually a winter fair, Cam Craig Winter Fair at St Giles Church on Saturday, the 5th of February, starting at 1 p.m. Please put this in your diary because it's going to be a great event. We'll have arts and crafts stalls, we'll have hot food, we'll have hot drinks, we'll have soup, we'll have the famous poncho stall, Cam Craig. We'll have representatives of Cam Craig and our amazing partner, Cambridge Street Aid, who will be able to talk to you from direct knowledge about the situation with homeless in Cambridge and the situation with refugees in Calais. There'll be entertainment, there'll be singing, there'll be music. It's going to be a great event. So if you're shopping in the Bridge Street area or the Castle Hill area, come to St Giles and come see us and say hi.
Indeed.
And that'll be a lot of fun. So after that finishes at 5 o'clock, it's actually, we come to my favourite bit of the whole weekend, which is when the volunteers and the sleepers prepare evening meal together and eat evening meal together. And that's all done against the backdrop of St Giles Church at night, and it's all ours. And it's just fabulous. It's awesome. And we'll chat about life and, you know, universe in general. And about 10 o'clock, we get ready to settle down for the maybe not so much fun part of the weekend. And this is where some of the sleepers will bed down within the church. Some will go outside and sleep in tents in the churchyard, which overlooks Castle Hill and the traffic light junction. And some really hardcore types will have nothing but a bit of tarpaulin. good luck for them. But yeah, and we'll try and make it through till 5 o'clock when we all have breakfast and clear up and go home.
Oh, you know, an amazing experience. I mean, it's not something that any of us would wish on anybody, but it's something to experience, isn't it? It perhaps would change your concept of just what some people go through. We're only talking about doing this for a night, but it's a real eye opener. I would imagine for some people.
Oh gosh, yes. As you say, we go home. We've got a choice. We go home. We'll probably have a bath and then probably go to bed for the rest of Sunday. Mm. The folks in Calais and the folks on the streets of Cambridge do not have that choice. They've got to do it night after night after night after night. So, yeah, and just thinking about that, as you say, is a real eye opener. You know, how do they do it? How do they cope? Well, I don't know.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, now it is a fundraiser. How are people going to get involved? Do they have to register and pay to get involved, or do they just do a bit of fundraising on the night? And what about those people who go, do you know, I'd love to sleep out in the middle of Cambridge in the middle of winter, but I can't for various reasons, but I'd like to donate?
Yeah, we've got all the angles covered.
Good man.
To get the money off you guys. So the easiest way to do it is to go to the Camp Crag website. And so this is campcrag.org.uk/sleepout2022. That's all one word, and the 2022 is numbers. And there you'll find the different things you can do. So you can register to be a sleeper. So you go through an Eventbrite process, and I take some of your details, like, you know, have you done this before? Do you know what you're doing? You know, please do it safely. Mm. If you don't want to do that, there's another link which lets you look at the beautiful faces of all the sleepers, and you can choose one to sponsor. And that's a just giving site. So you can sponsor a particular person if you want. Or there's another button which allows you to sponsor the event as a whole. So your money will go to the event as a whole, and the money will be shared between Cam Crag and our charity partner, who is Cambridge Street Aid this year.
Indeed.
So it's all pretty straightforward.
Excellent. As we say, a lot of people talking about the refugee situation in France. Obviously, Cam Crag, that's what you're here for as well. But it is this situation in Cambridge as well, isn't it? And whilst it's better, certainly the lockdowns and everything kind of refocus the way we approach homelessness in Cambridge, there are still people out on the streets, despite our best efforts, aren't there? Still people around.
Yeah, and I mean, we've all had a really terrible time, really bad for all of us. But I think this is a good time to kind of shout and wave and say these people are still there. They haven't gone away. Mm. And yeah, it's been really tough for us, but it's tougher for them. And they're still there, and they need our help. And now's the time to sort of say, okay, let's get on with it and do it.
Fantastic. Well, Tony, as always, we admire the work that Cam Crag does. Thank you very much indeed. And the fact that you're doing it yourself, I'm not being funny, but, you know, you're not straight out of high school to do this, are you? So, you know, you're doing it. And presumably you've got a friends and family roped in to join you, have you?
Absolutely. Yeah, whether they like it or not.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep in touch nearer the time, and then we'll catch up with you afterwards and find out how it went and how much you raised. But good luck in the planning stages. camcrag.org.uk/sleepout2022, sleepout2022. Tony King, thank you so much indeed for coming on talking to us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Neil.